Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. We have a lot of anniversaries to celebrate tonight. This is, by the way, this is the 40th birthday, or my 40th year of having Little Bear. And Little Bear has been to every teddy bear concert for the last 35 years. We also have our concert sponsored by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale. They have been sponsoring community events and supporting community events for many decades, but they have been actually our major sponsor for our broadcast of these concerts on KBUR, which will happen at 9 o'clock tonight. And they have been doing that for 15 consecutive years. Could we have a round of applause for them? This is also our guest conductor's 20th year with the Burlington Municipal Band. And I would like to give you a, and by the way, before I say anything more, I do have to say the concert tonight is underwritten by the Des Moines County Community Foundation. A round for them, if I could, please. And one more thing, we will not have a rainout this year. If there is threatening weather or rain that is happening at that time, by 5:30, we will be announcing on KBUR that the concert will be moved to James Madison Auditorium, and that is effective whenever we have rain that is coming in. We do have some rain expected in late tonight, but if we do have rain that is expected during the concert, we'll move that concert indoors. So there will be no cancellations. As far as I know, we might have a shortened concert because rain could pop up because it is summertime, right? Anyway, good evening and welcome to the summer band concert. Our very special guest conductor is Carmen Locknitz. She is the brand new band director at Notre Dame Community Schools. And it is the Teddy Bear Picnic, and there will be a Teddy Bear Parade. So if you've got your teddy bear, be ready to bring that teddy bear and march, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, the Burlington Municipal Band.
Good evening. Is this on? No. I turned it on. Okay. So good evening. On our first couple of pieces tonight, we are using some middle school students. I actually have a lot of guests in my concert tonight. A lot of kids are helping me out. But we have some middle school kids from the Burlington, West Burlington, Notre Dame, and New London schools performing with us tonight on the first two pieces. And our first piece is Procession of the Nobles, which is a fanfare from the opera ballet Mulatta by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov.
Thank you.
Byzantine Dances is generally meant to portray a set of Turkish dancers. The opening dance is fast and energetic, written in the style of a Roma gypsy dance. The slower section in the middle of the piece is written in the style of a Zabek dance. This type of dance is often performed by a solo dancer, symbolizing courage and heroism.
These people are taking a lot of room, aren't they? Okay, my name is Jim Preeb, and I'm the president of the Muni Band Foundation, and because of that, I get to tell you a little bit about these young people. We're tremendously pleased to have had such an outstanding group of students performing with our band this year. We hope that they've learned from their experience and have enjoyed playing with their band. We also hope that they're inspired to continue working to improve their musical skills. That's called practicing. And they are inspired by the idea that making music is an activity that adults can enjoy for a lifetime. I also want to tell you, and I think you already know this, this educational outreach concert has been funded by a grant from the Des Moines County Community Foundation, and we're very grateful for that sponsorship. This year's students are representatives of four area middle schools, Burlington's Edward Stone Middle School and Notre Dame Middle School, West Burlington Middle School, and New London Middle School. We really appreciate their band directors taking time to work with them during the busy end of the school year. We want to thank them and their parents for participating, and we will give them certificates so they can remember this experience. And students, if you'll raise your hand when I read your name, Mrs. Lockman will give you your certificate. So we'll start. These are alphabetical. Hunter Brookheiser.
Okay. This is right here.
Abigail Denny. Grayson Duggar. Hale Egger. Notice Mrs. Lockman has the tricky job. Kiefer Lockman. Lily Newell. Aisha Saloki. And Sam Yonker. Congratulations to all of them. Please give them a round of applause. We got that important picture. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, students.
Barnum and Bailey's Favorite by Carl King is a circus march written in 1914. It is a popular march to be played in outdoor concerts like this one. The tempo is supposed to be really, really fast. The problem is the conductor is to try to decide who you want to be mad at you. If I go too fast, most of the band will complain and be mad at me. But if I don't go fast enough, Derek Murphy will complain that it wasn't fast enough. What can I do? Thank you. I have invited Braden Bowers to be our narrator for this evening. Braden is going to be a senior at Notre Dame next year, and he is a two-time All-State speech winner in storytelling. So please welcome Braden to the stage.
Is a story of Peter and the Wolf. Each character is represented by a different instrument in the band. The bird is the flute. The duck by the oboe. By the clarinet. The grandfather by the low brass and reeds. The wolf by the horns and saxophones. Peter is by all the instruments together. Now, here is our story. Once upon a time, there was a boy called Peter. He and his grandfather lived in a cottage with a garden surrounded by a high stone wall. Outside, there was a great meadow, and beyond the meadow, a deep, dark forest. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. Tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend.
All is quiet,
chirped the bird gaily. Around. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gates and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. And settled next to the duck and shrugged his shoulders.
What kind of bird are you if you can't fly?
Said the bird. To this the duck replied, Well, what kind of bird are you if you can't swim? And dived into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping along the shore. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. He noticed a cat crawling through the grass. The cat thought, "The bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab him." Quietly, she crept toward him on velvet paws. Into the tree while the duck quacked angrily at the cat from the middle of the pond. "It is a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do?" Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Boys like Peter are not afraid of wolves, but Grandfather took Peter by the hand and led him home and locked the gate. No sooner had Peter and his grandfather gone than a big gray wolf came out of the forest. The cat climbed up the tree. The duck quacked and in her excitement jumped out of the pond. No matter how much the duck tried to run, she could not escape the wolf. He kept getting nearer and nearer until he got her with one gulp and swallowed her. Things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch of the big tree, the bird on another, but not too close to the cat. Around and around the tree, looking at them with big, greedy eyes. In the meantime, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gates, watching all that was going on. Peter ran into the cottage and got a strong rope. Then he climbed up the stone wall, one of the branches of the tree around which the wolf was walking, stretched out over the wall and grabbing a hold of the branch. Peter climbed over on top of the tree. Then Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle around the wolf's head. Only take care he doesn't catch you." The bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and that. How the bird did tease the wolf. Oh, how the wolf wanted to catch him. But the bird was too clever and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso and carefully letting it down, caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose. But Peter had tied the other end of the rope to the tree, so the wolf's jumping only made the rope tighter around his tail. Though just then, hunters came out of the woods following the wolf's trail, shooting as they came. Tree shouted, "Don't shoot! The bird and I have caught the wolf! Now help us take him to the zoo!" And now, just imagine the triumphant procession. Peter at the head, after him the hunters leading the wolf, and winding up the procession, Grandfather and the cat. Above them flew the bird, chirping merrily,
"My, what brave fellows we are, Peter and I! Look what we have caught!"
Thank you.
the duck was making such a quacking and thrashing about in the wolf's stomach that the wolf began to feel guilty and finally coughed her out. And then she joined the procession, quacking triumphantly.
Pizzicato Polka is a Strauss number popular some years ago as a program novelty and used by prominent directors to show the ability of their bands to follow the baton. It challenges the alertness of the players to respond to sudden changes in tempo, dynamics, and quick stops as indicated by the baton. They don't dare go to sleep at any time or they will find themselves tooting in a rest. During our next piece, we would like to have the kids come forward lining up for the teddy bear picnic quietly, teddy bear parade. Our next guest performer is Adrian Benson. Adrian is going to be a senior at Notre Dame next year. He was a member of the All-State Choir this past year and is a two-time Outstanding Soloist winner at State Solo and Ensemble Contest. He really enjoys singing Sinatra tunes. So we will be performing Come Fly With Me, which was written for Frank Sinatra and was the title track of his 1958 album. Please welcome Adrian Benson. Believe that teddy bears are ready. Live. Thank you for your attendance. Also, another thank you to all of our guests, the middle school students, Brayden and Adrian. Give them another round of applause. A special thank you to the band for following me and all of that stuff. It's very fun conducting this band. Please join us next week when our conductor will be Janelle Horn, band director at Ed Stone Middle School. We will end with our traditional Stars and Stripes Forever.